Good morning. Thanks for watching. The local share market's going to kick off with a decline of about 0.25% as far as the futures are concerned this morning. And that's a reflection of not being able to participate in a recovery that we saw late in the session as far as US stocks were concerned. The three leading indices finished with a gain of around 0.33% over the course of what was a bit of a bumpy session at the hands of some better economic news. So the Empire State Survey is a measure of US manufacturing activity in the northeast of the state. It's an important gauge in that regard. And this showed a very stark improvement over the course of the last month. It was the first move into positive territory in 5 months. The measure moved from minus 24 to plus 10. And as you might imagine, under those circumstances, that pushed long and short-term interest rates higher by a decent margin. Both were up by about 8 basis points. So that, of course, prompted the predictable conversation about what the Fed can and can't do in the near term with a strong employment market, improving manufacturing activity and the like. And that's why you saw the stocks stumble around a little bit, but got to grips with things by the end of the day. Elsewhere, probably at the margins, but worth pointing out, there was an improvement in the National Association of Home Builders and its sentiment survey. It was at the best levels in around 4 months as well. Importantly, it's still supply chain issues, which they highlighted as an important anecdote. But the other important aspect of last night's session, naturally, are the earnings figures. So at the end of last week, we saw some encouraging earnings numbers from big financial organizations in the US. JP Morgan stood out in that regard, saw a big gain. And this week is characterized by earnings numbers from smaller financial institutions. Not that Charles Schwab ranks amongst those, but it is a very important linkage in the US financial system for the fact that it is a bank, it's a broker. And so its earnings numbers were in line to better than what the market had expected, but it was under the bonnet of Charles Schwab's figures where the important metrics came in terms of what's happened in the context of the banking crisis. So there was a fall in deposits at Charles Schwab, down by about 11%. That was tolerable. It was in line with the market's expectations. There was a very clear move, as you would expect, of money into safe havens. For example, money moving into their money market accounts was up by about 150% over the course of the quarter. So those outcomes were more than palatable for the market. The shares finished up by about 4%. And it was worth looking at the performance of the KBW Bank Index last night. So earlier, there were some patchy figures elsewhere in the financial space, State Street amongst them, that stock down by 9%. But nonetheless, the KBW Bank Index, having fallen away earlier in the session, was able to recover. It finished higher. And from its trough to its peak, that index was up by about 4%. So those sorts of moves are important. They can represent inflection points. It's worth watching that carefully over the course of the next couple of sessions to see how things pan out in relation to sentiment towards financial institutions in the context of these earnings. So they were some valuable insights on that front out of the US. As far as Europe was concerned, we saw an underwhelming session broadly. The FTSE just in negative territory, the German DAX up by about 0.1%. The stocks 600 index flat, but still worth pointing out, it's around its highest levels since February of this year. Interestingly enough, the better manufacturing numbers out of the US influenced German bunds. They were higher in yield, lower in price. So 10-year bund, for example, up by about 3 basis points, more the direction of things that's valuable there. So there were underperformances in the European bank space last night, even though the US stocks were generally doing better. Barclays, for example, down by around 3%, still challenges for that organization in the context of relations that a former CEO had with Jeffrey Epstein. That's very topical in that neck of the woods. So as far as the local picture is concerned today, we've got the minutes from the last RBA policy setting meeting. at the margins, but still always important to get under the bonnet of this conversation, given the fact it was the first chance they had to pause rates in 10 meetings. Yesterday, we saw better home prices figures out of China. In recent times, we have seen very encouraging numbers in relation to consumer spending through earnings numbers from LVMH and Hermes in relation to Chinese consumer activity. Those things ladder up to today's GDP figures, which will be released in China. Important numbers, given the fact that yesterday authorities in China left medium-term lending facility rates unchanged, points to these numbers being quite positive today. So they're the anecdotes around today's GDP figures. They will be one of the highlights that will reverberate throughout the Northern Hemisphere in the days ahead. We've seen the Aussie dollar pull back a little bit, back to around 67 US cents as we start Asian trade. It is suffering some headwinds because of that improvement in US bond yields, meaning that they were higher, which dragged the US dollar higher as well. So have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.